USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden celebrating a decisive and much-needed victory in South Carolina's Democratic presidential primary yesterday. He was looking forward to Tuesday's 14 primaries, which is why it's called Super Tuesday.
And the decisions Democrats make all across America in the next few days will determine what this party stands for, what we believe, and what we'll get done.
Bernie Sanders coming in second in South Carolina. Candidates Warren, Klobuchar, and Buttigieg said to be vowing to stay in the race despite finishing poorly. Mike Bloomberg wasn't on the ballot, and billionaire businessman Tom Steyer has announced he's suspending his campaign. A man in his 50s in Washington State's become the first person in the United States to die of the coronavirus, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A big step taken in finally ending America's longest war in Afghanistan. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The agreement was signed in a ceremony at the Taliban's Doha, Qatar headquarters. The agreement includes a timeline for the U.S. military withdrawal, which includes a deadline of 135 days for about 4,400 troops to depart. The signing ceremony came after a week-long reduction in violence.
Again, that's our Wendy King. A 34-year-old Las Vegas man is heading to jail after getting into a brawl at Disneyland last summer that was captured on video and went viral. Avery Robinson pleaded guilty to several counts, including criminal threats and assault with a deadly weapon for that July brawl, and was given 6 months behind bars. He was ordered to perform community service as well. That Disneyland melee broke out in Toontown, then wound its way down to Main Street. They still can't say what started the brawl. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Back on the subject of coronavirus, some major U.S. stores are running out of some items because of coronavirus fears. Walgreens and CVS warning they might run out of hand sanitizer soon, and that demand is also high for things like disinfectant wipes. Coronavirus worries have been causing the stock market to tumble, but, you know, stocks in Clorox have been going up in recent days. Health experts say the best way to prevent getting sick is simply by washing your hands thoroughly and often. A federal appeals court in California is blocking a Trump administration policy forcing migrants to spend months in Mexico while awaiting asylum hearings in the United States immigration courts. A three-judge panel in San Francisco says the administration policy violates U.S. immigration laws. The Migrant Protection Protocols program was introduced about a year ago. The U.S. Supreme Court now expected to eventually be asked to settle the dispute once and for all. And the colorful display in the northern skies called the Aurora Effect is expected to increase this week. The Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska Fairbanks is predicting the aurora caused by solar activity will be strongest this week on the night of Wednesday, the 4th. The Forbes report saying that's when it will hit a 4 on a scale of 0 through 9 when it comes to the strength of the effect while you're viewing it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.